And we're joined now by former Vice President Dick Cheney, who served as Defense Secretary under President Bush. Mr. Vice President, good morning.
Good morning, Savannah.
You must be flooded with so many memories as we look back at the life of former President Bush. What do you think the world loses when it loses a leader like him?
Well, he showed up at very important points in the last 70-year history of the United States, from his service in World War II. I can remember the first time I met him. He was a second-term congressman from Texas, and I was a new staffer on the Hill working for another member, but we had a meeting in Congressman Bush's office about a project that they were working on. I can remember going back. I'd been very impressed with his presence, and he just sort of dominated the room, and I went back and looked up his background when I got back to the office. And
you thought he might be a rising star?
Well, he was, and everybody believed that. So he, of course, went on to great things, and I was a beneficiary of being asked to help on some of those, and so it's marks certainly one of the highlights of my career.
Some people say it's the end of an era in some ways. What singular quality do you think he possessed?
Well, he had this amazing ability to sort of for the personal touch. You might get a note from him on something you'd done. I remember 2004 election night. We're upstairs in the residence at the White House. And well, this is when President Bush 43 and I were running for re-election. And Lynn and I were there with the Bushes, I mean, a big crowd. But we had our granddaughter, their oldest granddaughter. She was about 7 years old at the time. And the president walked over to her. And said, "You're the youngest person here. I'm the oldest. Let's chat." And I sat down and spent a long time talking with the youngest person in the room at that time. She's never forgotten it, obviously. She's got a picture of it and everything else. But he had that people touch, I guess, if you want to put it that way. There was no gesture that was too small or insignificant in terms of what he was willing to do to make people feel comfortable, to help when he could help. Oh, he just was one of the most thoughtful people I ever knew.
He did not like that word legacy, the L word. I don't think his son likes it too much either. Right. But he seemed, when you would ask about that, he seemed almost to be unsure what his legacy might be, you know, and maybe that was just his trademark humility. What do you think it will be?
Well, I think what happens is those of us who have the privilege of serving, especially in some of those top jobs, presidents fall into that. There are always periods of time when the stuff you're doing is controversial. If it's easy to do, it's not going to land up on his desk. But I think his experience, and that of a lot of us in public life, find that over time the record is better explained. You see the consequences of those actions. You can't know the first day you leave office what that legacy is going to be like. Think of Harry Truman, for example. Mm. Not a very popular president, but obviously one who did great things in terms of what happened afterwards, the Cold War. So it's a not an unreasonable thing to do. I think it's also reinforced by the notion that he retained from his mother about not bragging about his own accomplishments, and that's pretty rare for a politician.
I don't think she wanted him to even use the words "I am," the great "I am," she called it. Did you stay in touch with him in later years? We all know that he had some kind of choice words about you in the biography that was written about him. Said you'd gotten kind of hardline in those later years.
Well, the allegation was that between my time working for him as Secretary of Defense and my time as Vice President working for his son, that I'd become a hard ass, I believe was the phrase they used. And it's true. I mean, partly because what happened was 9/11. And on 9/11, we lost 3,000 Americans, more than we lost at Pearl Harbor. And given my view of the world and where we were at that time, I was much more of a hard case in that period. Interesting, after he was quoted saying I'd gone over to the dark side, not that way, but basically that it was a hard case, I got a note from him, a handwritten note saying, "Dear Dick, I did it," and then apologizing and saying nice things about me. And that year when we held the annual Alfalfa dinner here in Washington, I was invited by him to sit next to him at the head table. That sort of patched up any wounds that were there.
Oh, I'm sure that means a lot, especially now.
Oh, yeah.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney, thank you for being here and sharing your memories. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you.